Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, January 30th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. And good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Well, good morning, Ed, and just like you had 2 or 3 weeks ago, I will apologize to anybody that can hear it, but I'm a bit gravelly voice today, as you can hear, and I hope it doesn't come across the radio too badly, but it probably does. Been a busy week. We are seeing, you know, somewhat of an upswing in COVID cases, but you know, we've been talking about Omicron now for a few weeks, and you and I have talked about the fact you can't really stop the spread of a virus, and this is expected. It's not unexpected. I'm still a fan of vaccines when it comes to decreasing hospitalizations and death due to COVID. So, you know, I would still encourage people, if they don't have a reason not to get it, consider it. Go get it. Call your provider. I mean, there's so many places that do have vaccines still, so I would recommend you go out and get one unless you have an absolute reason not to. But that's my opinion. I respect people who decide not to do it, and I still think we shouldn't vilify them. Hey, another interesting thing. Out in the parking lot down at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, I've been seeing something new. Guess what?
What?
Surveyors. They are finally getting ready to start building the hospital. So, you know, we've talked about that in the past. I quit talking about it because everything got put on hold because of COVID. But once again, they are now officially starting the process to get ready to build the new 60-bed hospital right there at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. It will be a fantastic thing that CHI Memorial is doing for North Georgia. We need it. We have needed it for a while. And I'm just so proud, you know, to work with them and that they have the foresight to do that for North Georgia. What's up with you?
That's wonderful. I love growth. There was a moment there with lockdowns. I wondered if we were ever going to get into a growth phase again. And the bravery of companies to do that is pretty upstanding. You know, you've taught me so much about Memorial. I'm not a person who, you know, embraces traditional healthcare practices a whole lot, but I have learned to respect those who deserve to be respected, and overall I'm very pleased with the philosophy of Memorial and the professionalism that they serve the community, and certainly not always agree because we come from two different worlds, but I just have to give two thumbs up to Memorial, and it is exciting that they are building and expanding. We need people that are invested in some common sense. That they don't have as much as I'd like, but they have a lot more than a lot of others. So at least a thumb up for Memorial from my standpoint.
Yeah, let me give you kudos that you have an open mind and you're willing to learn about the traditional medicine, all our opinions. We're like a yin and yang, you and I, but we're learning. And that's a good thing. I don't, like we've said before, I do not mind a disagreement. A disagreement is an opportunity to talk and learn. You do that, I do that, and it's a fun thing for me. I don't always agree with even the people we have on the show, but boy, do I love learning about things that I was not taught in medical school. There's so much wisdom out there that we are not being taught. And then there are a lot of things that we've been taught that you weren't taught. So that's the whole reason for this show.
That's one of the reasons for life, is to journey through in order to become more enlightened and more intelligent in many ways. We do that through the sharing of ideas. And how many times have I probably heard some of your cohorts talk about certain topics? And I don't have to agree with all of it or disagree with all, but there's almost rarely a time that I don't walk away with at least a piece of jewel of information, even with those who I don't agree with. And I don't know what's happened to the world where it's all black and white. If I don't agree with 15% of what you say, I'm not going to agree with anything. No, that's so illogical, and it just puts us in a corner. I want to say, if you notice my face, all the listeners, if you notice my red face, I went and had a facial yesterday. I do it once a year. It's called a halo, H-A-L-O. It's a laser type of procedure. I'm pretty low maintenance guy, actually. I don't do the Botox. I don't do all the stuff that, you know, some people do, and I certainly respect that. But I do know that because I've not ever worn suntan lotion. I've been in the sun a lot in my life. I don't worry about it. And so, of course, I've got some, you know, age and sun damage on my skin, which will increase with age just because that's what Father Time does. Well, one of the methods to remove that is through a laser. Well, I don't want to not be able to go to work. So Halo is a great one. I will recommend it to anyone and everyone. And Southern Surgical Arts, it just happens to be who I started with many years ago. There are other very credible people who are doing this work. But Halo at Southern Surgical, and Tammy's the girl who does it, very, very, very pleased with their services. And I cannot recommend it enough for those who have excessive freckles, sun damage, want to build more collagen, and want to reduce the depth of wrinkles. H-A-L-O if you want to look it up. But I do have a very a little bit painful, there's no doubt. We have to do an hour of numbing cream, and I know you know about this, Dr. Green. I have no clue. Last week I was supposed to go, and what happened was the person before me went into some modestly serious cardiac issues because of an allergic reaction to the numbing cream. I did not know that numbing cream with lidocaine could create that kind of side effect. Is that something you hear very often? Or,
well, I mean, anybody can have a side effect to any medication anywhere. Usually the lidocaines and benzocaines, all that, no, not usually many.
Okay.
I have very few people that are allergic, and that's a problem if you really are.
It is a problem, and I didn't get nervous about it because I when she put it on yesterday, she said, if you're allergic, within 2 minutes, you'll start feeling it in your heart. Well, I am a modest hypochondriac, so I sat there and watched a little bit with anxiousness for about 2 minutes, then everything was fine, as it always is, as it always is. I do want to say that I've now entered the TikTok world, and because of the power of internet and social media postings, and those people who have never been on TikTok, I'm telling you, I have done a 180 on that. I mean, there was, you know, a couple years, it's just for kids, it's not good, it's maybe nasty, it's maybe it's the best personal platform. You know, I talk about my tequila drinking a lot because that is one method that I tend to wind down with. And I did a video on the top 10 alcohols from worst to best, and of course the only reason I drink tequila is not really because I like it. It's because I feel it's the least intrusive and least damaging to our body for multiple reasons. If you want to see that video, you can go to nutritionw.com and type that in. But
let me ask you something. I mean, it's not off the subject. It's just a tangent. Is mezcal just as clean as tequila? I was over at, I may have said that wrong, but over at Mezcla, which is that restaurant I keep trying to get you to go to.
Yeah.
And they have, I looked at their menu. I haven't ever tried it. But they show every tequila and every, if I got it right, mezcal, but they said a smokier version of tequila. Never had it, never tried it.
I can't say I like the taste of it, and it's exactly what you said, smokier version of tequila. It's how they age it and how they do this. It is just as pure.
Okay.
I just don't particularly care for the taste. But what I'm going
to... It didn't sound that good when I read a description. I'm like, no.
You have to create a taste for that type of flavor. But as far as TikTok, I tell you, TikTok can unwind my brain better than any one piece of technology on my phone, because I have a combination of funny, inspirational, educational, and just plain goofy. And you just flip through it, and you spend 3 seconds, and then you find the one you want, and you watch 60 seconds. That's all it is. But I'm posting on TikTok under the name Nutrition World Tennessee. I would appreciate anyone on TikTok if you would please at least look at me one time and either heart it or follow it so that my numbers go up, because that's the way that that's the way it just kind of works, the algorithm. Now, I have to brag on Nutrition World, my staff, especially Brian, my podcast manager, and Amanda, who kind of rules the social media platform for Nutrition World. The YouTube video on NAC yesterday went at over 300,000 views. And believe it or not, I mean, I didn't do this for money. I'm making $1,000 a month off of those, doing nothing, because it kind of went viral on NAC. NAC, what is that? Of course, it's a natural nutrient. You talked about it. It's in the emergency room for Tylenol poisoning. It's all natural, but it has helped people with the viral infections to keep the lungs healthier during the infectious stage. I take it every day for anti-aging effects, and it's just beyond belief. NAC may be removed and made made prescription. That could happen any day. It might not happen, but it's only like $11 a bottle. I encourage people to at least have a few bottles. I do want to say Dr. Pavey is flying up here, one of my favorite physicians. I have interviewed her on theholisticnavigator.com, my podcast, and we're going to talk about anti-aging. And I have just, I'm swimming in the anti-aging conversations, especially with Dr. David Sinclair, Harvard graduate who's spending his life now focusing on what is the keys to slowing aging, because aging is a disease, people. It is not something that we have to just admit that's going to happen, because we can slow it down. It will get us in the end, there's no doubt, but there are so many mechanisms of aging we now have identified that is controllable. It is, and one of those we'll talk about it perhaps is our sleep. So I know you've got the Oura Ring I loaned you, and it's been informational for you. I want to say personally, but if you want to comment about it, please do so. But last night I had the best night's sleep in 8 months, Dr. Green. In 8 months.
Awesome.
My number was 88. I have never got into the 80s, but twice. 70s, a handful of times. I live in the 60s, which I can function well. 50, I'm a train wreck. And I'd say 40% of the time I'm in the 50s. Well,
I don't feel so bad anymore. Thank you, Ed. Yeah.
Well, the Oura Ring gives me the ability to break down each night's sleep in all the categories with heart rate variability, with temperatures, and all the things that go along. Well, what I figured out last night was I did this thing called Delta 9, which is a type of hemp CBD, but I paired it with a low-dose melatonin. I've never done that before. Don't know if that was the magic bullet, but I got an 88. Guess what I'm going to do tonight?
Try it and see if there's a pattern.
Absolutely. See if there's a pattern.
Well, you know, I'm doing the same kind of thing, trial and error. And we can talk about that more in a bit if you want to. But no, I get a lot of 50s. And the highest I've gotten for sleep with the Oura Ring is in the 70s, I think. Uh-huh. You know, and I can feel it, but at least I'm learning. I've done Insight Timer. I found a few.
Good.
Yeah, downloaded that. And I've been meaning to buy my NAC, by the way, but I keep forgetting. It was on my list for last Sunday, and nope, it's another week, and I still haven't done it. But the Insight Timer is nice, and I've used it. I don't like the speech in there, but when it's more like, say, spa music, very relaxing. I've enjoyed
that. Very much so. Well, it is time to take a break. We come back, we're going to be talking about some vaccines from a different little category of conversation. That plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Grant, Green. Dr. Green. I was saying that because we have Dr. Bren from a pediatrician, CHI Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, my friend.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you guys having me.
This is the second or third time you've been here.
That's right.
And certainly enjoyed talking with you last time. I was very impressed. We want to talk about something that vaccine related, but not the normal comments that we made about vaccines over the past 2 years.
Finally, we're talking about a different vaccine.
Yes,
fantastic.
Yes.
Amen.
And we're talking about cervical health for children. So maybe give us a little background for people who are not familiar with this, please, Dr. Bren.
Yeah. So in 2006 is when they first came out with HPV vaccines. And at that time, there was four types of HPV vaccines that were covered. And I believe there's nine in it now. But it's a vaccine that's been out for a long time. And when it initially came out, the thought was really just to protect women at that time because, you know, they were the only ones that could get cervical cancer. And then from then it's kind of evolved into, well, we should certainly be vaccinating men if, you know, if women can get sick from men as well. And then, you know, definitely in the recent years, the ear, nose and throat doctors have been the ones that have been coming around our offices and making sure that we're talking to everybody about it because there's been a lot of mouth and throat cancers that have been linked with HPV as well. You know, first and foremost, does it prevent HPV? Yes. But when I think of this vaccine, I think of it as a cancer prevention vaccine.
Of course, very, very exciting. You know, I come from a little different world than traditional, and I do believe in building the terrain of individuals that can help slow down and lessen diseases, regardless of anything else we do, because the sicker and the weaker and the more ill we are, the more susceptible to disease. So I still like to have that conversation of building nutritionally, lifestyle, eating better foods. I've never seen in my 43-year career, a worse. Most kids are eating the worst diet I've ever seen in my life. I'm 65 years old. That is going to make the body weaker. But we have methods. This is one of the methods that is an option. So
it's critical. I had all my kids
vaccinated. We do everything. We do. Yeah. You know, we should do the big package for us for the long haul. And so is this a one-shot vaccine? How does this work?
Well, it's FDA approved down to the age of 9 is when you can start doing it. I don't know how most of my partners that I've worked with over the years, we start having the conversation in middle school because they're due for other vaccines at age 11. So I start having that conversation at age 11 and 12 with parents about HPV vaccination. But it's a two-shot series if it started before the age of 15, and then it's three shots after the age of 15. And you may think, well, why is that, right? Well, what we know from lots of years of research is before you start puberty, your immune system has a much more robust response to illnesses and vaccination. So you actually have a better immune response before you start puberty. Which is why it's just a two-shot series before then. And it actually offers better protection, two shots versus three shots after 15. So that's why we really do have that conversation with them when they come in for their middle school visits.
You know, that's an interesting, I've never knew that before. Thank you so much, Dr. Brent. So we have a better immune response before these hormones kick in.
Absolutely. Yep. So and we see that, and this is the only time I'm going to bring up the pandemic, I swear. All right. But that's also why, you know, generally kids for the most part have been doing okay because their immune systems are built for new things, right? So they generate a better immune response, they react better to it, and then the more adult like you become, your immune system kind of starts to dull a little bit.
You know, I like watching patterns of health and history and how the body, with its intuitive wisdom, does certain things. So this is very intriguing to me. You know, it makes me want to dig deeper into, at least intuitively, why would our biochemistry actually do this? I think Mother Nature has a lot of trade-offs. That's one reason I think Mother Nature's number one priority, I say this constantly to my clients, is to help us procreate the species. And that's why it doesn't really have genes to help us to live to be 140 years old, because Mother Nature doesn't care about us once we can't have babies. And so these other adaptive mechanisms kick in that create aging. But how interesting is that? So that's why kids can rebound and really have a good immune system once they get educated. I mean, kids need to get sick, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it is one of those things. I always joke the best illustration of this is when you have kids that go to daycare, right? Uh-huh. So their first 2 years in daycare are brutal. They are just sick once or twice a month for the first 2 years. But then after they get out of daycare, I mean, they're like pediatricians. They got an ironclad immunity. They don't get sick anymore after the age of 3 unless they come in contact with something. So, yeah, I mean, you know, coming in contact and challenging your immune system is good. But you want to make sure that it's, you know, things that are not going to be super harmful. And that's why we, you know, immunize against other things too, because we try to take care of the things that can really cause a lot of damage when they're young.
Interesting. So what do people do that, say, don't have insurance? How does that work for people who want to get this shot for their kids?
Well, I mean, you can go through the public health department.
Okay.
Oh, really? You absolutely can. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You can go through Hamilton County Public Health Department. You know, you can get vaccinations down there. For people, we've had patients that certainly, I can think of one family in general that, you know, they were still coming to see me for their well visits, but they had, you know, lost their job during all the economic turmoil. And so what we could do is just, okay, I see them for their well visit. And then because the shots would be very expensive out of pocket, we send them down to the public health department and get their vaccines down there.
Mm. So if they came in to pay cash, what would a shot cost? Do you have
I don't know off the top of my head, but I mean, if you're talking about, you know, just an HPV vaccine, I'm not really sure how much that would be. But certainly I know that they you can get your vaccinations, you know.
Interesting.
Through the public health department.
You know, I tend to always forget that because the health department here does offer some really good services for people who are struggling, don't they?
They do. They do. They just, you know, it's not well advertised all the time.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I think people tend to forget the benefit of that.
I just Googled it, and Gardasil 9 is $217.11.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's out of pocket.
That's one shot?
One shot.
Okay. That's not unreasonable.
Thanks to Dr. Google.
Thank you, Dr. Google.
I know that the health department, I've had a lot of people who go down there to get tested for, well, females who get tested for some of the female issues of everything from herpes all the way down the list. And I think a lot of women may forget that it's an option.
It is
an option.
Yeah.
So, again, repeat, age-wise, when would a parent want to start talking to you about these shots?
I would say when you're coming, your child's in, you know, fifth, sixth grade.
Okay.
Right around that time.
Yeah.
You know, this was something that people our age, Ed, didn't have when our wives were young, girlfriend was young. They didn't have these options. You know, and now we do. And now we're actually testing for that. Instead of pap smears, we changed last year to where we're doing HPV testing. The goal is to get 100%, God willing, 100% of the cervical cancers caught. And so that's how important this vaccine is, that if we can get this done, we will prevent, God willing, 100% of these cancers in the vaccinated kids. I mean, that would be ideal if we could do it. It's very important.
So tell me, you're saying you're not doing pap smears?
So pap smears, as of last year, went the way of the dodo. There are still people doing them, but the recommendation came out that said don't do just a pap smear because it's so... We miss so much with just a plain pap smear. But, you know, 43 or 47 years after that started, no, HPV testing. And the idea is when you find the high-risk subtypes, you go ahead and you're aggressive immediately.
Got you.
And start looking for cancer. So, you know, according to a speaker I had last June, he said that in the studies, they were catching 100%. Not close to 100%. 100% of cancers.
Which you never hear in medicine.
No.
Wow. No, right. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Now, that's, of course, for cervical cancer is what I'm talking about.
Now, of course, this is a female exam that's going to, you do the test.
You do it like a pap smear, right?
Right.
But you're looking for these types of viruses that the HPV vaccine is preventing.
Got you.
And that's why you get the men and the women, the boys and the girls vaccinated.
Well, on that, there are different levels of concern, right?
Mm.
They have...
Absolutely. High risk, low risk, medium risk.
Yeah. And sometimes the low risk does tend to take care of itself with, again, I've seen the use of folates and a few things nutritionally that help to return an indole-3 carbonyl, return those cells back to a more normal function.
There are subtypes that just do not cause cancer, and then there are some that almost always do.
Now, I know this is a touchy subject, but I know there's a big increase in, from even my viewpoint, for the 300-plus people that walk in Nutrition World every day, I hear everybody's story, but esophageal cancer has gone way up, hasn't it? And part of that could be this conversation, correct?
Absolutely.
I'm talking about for men.
It absolutely is. One of my old neighbors was a retired, you know, ENT surgeon, and he would stop me once every couple months and say, hey, are you guys talking about HPV vaccine in your clinic? Because they see... a lot of mouth and throat cancer that's linked with us.
And previously, we'd be looking at the smokers and the refluxers and all of that.
And men don't get tested for this.
They do not. No, I mean, you know, for men, I'm sure that they might do some testing if you had mouth or throat cancer.
Right.
You know, at that point. But no, there's no kind of screening per se for men.
You wait until you're symptomatic, really.
Yeah.
And with esophageal, that's not a good place to be, as we know, especially with the surgery that's involved with that. Pretty dang devastating.
Yeah, we'll start testing. People start having swallowing difficulties, we will test at the drop of a hat, any hat.
Well, now that you know, I'm a complete hypochondriac, so I just can't swallow this very second because you said that. So I'm going to have to stop my hypochondria from going on. But I have every disease known to man for about 10 minutes, and then it usually cures itself.
So did we in med school.
Yeah. Well, I still do. I'm 65.
We'd be listening going, oh, I have all of those symptoms. I mean, we're just the same as you.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
Well, you know, I do see a whole lot of people who, you know, get ill and get well, but I also see people who get ill who die. And, you know, their stories of, oh, I felt this little bump, and then, you know, a month later they're in a terminal situation. It plays on the mind if we are type of healers and we are compassionate with listening to people's symptoms. It just does. I don't know how you guys handled it through medical school, because I would have had a very hard time being who I am, reading all the diseases that you got to learn about.
Well, they keep us so busy we can't think about it.
True. And all that daggum lack of sleep that you went through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Brand, is there anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with as far as advice if they don't have a physician? And, I mean, I guess most parents have a pediatrician, I would say.
They hopefully do. I mean, they really do. But, you know, the thing I tell anybody when it comes to vaccines is, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the internet, And if you have a doctor that you trust, ask their opinion.
Well, yeah. I must ask this one question just because I know the people who... you know, kind of in my tribe of people, do you get mad at a parent if you tell them about it and they say, I really choose not to do it? What is your attitude on that?
No, the only time that I really, and I'm never going to get mad at a parent. Okay. I'm really not. And there's no dumb questions in your doctor's office ever either. But, you know, the big thing, the only time that I truly get disappointed is when I ask somebody, I say, oh, are you planning on, you know, do you want to talk about the HPV vaccine? Well, no. Oh, do you have any questions about it? Nope, don't even want to talk to you about it, right? That's the only time I get upset. I'm like, oh, why don't you even want to talk to your doctor? You came in to see me today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I'm curious now. Is that someone who dislikes all vaccines or just that one?
Just that one. It's an interesting thing. So,
well, there was a stigma when it first came out. I remember it was like we're promoting promiscuity, but we're not. We're trying to prevent cancer. I thought that little stigma was gone.
I thought so too. And the interesting thing too is that sometimes you'll hear the one they say, well, it's too new. And I go, well, it's been around since 2006. And interestingly, the two vaccines that we give when they're 11 years old that I would give the HPV at the same time with came out in 2006 as well. But nobody has any problem with the, you know, Tdap or Memvio, but for some reason HPV carries some kind of stigma. So.
Well, I know, of course, I hear all the horror stories and the amount of physicians, there's not a huge number, but I know the ones who, if the patient says, I refuse to do a COVID vaccine, and then they get a letter that we've just eliminated you from my practice, is I've lost count, and it's despicable.
What, people are coming in the store and telling you that?
Oh, absolutely. They're being fired by their physician because they will not bow to the COVID vaccine.
I can say for my office, we're not firing patients.
I know you're not. And of course, you do have to follow rules. You don't run your own office. But I just saddened by those stories when I hear that, because they go find someone else and they find another physician.
Well, we always say some people have a religious fervor about it, you know, either pro or against, and I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, we do own our own bodies, and I think we have the right to make those choices with or without approval of whoever. Once we get, and like today's Dr. Brent, once we get the full information on both sides, we don't just inundate ourselves with the philosophies that we feel comfortable with. Let's delve into other people's opinions and listen openly, not listen to be defensive, but try to learn from the experts and people who have spent their whole life like you learning these things. Well, thank you, Dr. Brand, for joining us again on Vital Health Radio.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a bunch of notes on the other virus that we've talked about for 2 years.
Let's punt.
I think everybody's going to know the name of that without me mentioning it. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh. I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I just asked Dr. Green during the break, I have a good, my best bud, actually, Brian Connell. He is, we work out together now, like past 8 months. He's really helping me to get a new level of fitness because he pushes me. I love to be pushed. And he got really, really sick, like I told you, Dr. Green, about 6 days ago, it was a stomach bug. And, you know, at first, we all think the same thing. Maybe it's Delta, because Delta had more affinity for the gut than Omicron does. And so I just asked you, and you said, yes, you're seeing a lot of that, aren't
Unfortunately,
you?
Unfortunately, yes. So combination of either nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, all of the above, or take your pick.
Well, he had probably, from hearing him, one of the worst diarrhea of 3 days that he's probably ever had, other than he did have really bad food poisoning, but it didn't even last 3 days. Well, he struggled, and he wanted to come to the gym. I said, no, you can't come to the gym when you're that dehydrated. It's going to be worse. So he didn't. He stayed home all week, which is just unheard of for him, just like me. But he used common sense. Well, his wife came in, and he said, kind of, what should I do? I said, I really, truly feel that charcoal in the right dose is a miracle. So I sold him some powder. I told him to do 1 tablespoon, which is really nasty because it's all black and it blackens everything. And I said, do 1 tablespoon at least twice a day. Next morning he texted, he said, that stuff is incredible. He said, I cannot believe how much better I feel. Now, it was probably waning down anyway because it had been on day 3, but charcoal absorbs things into itself, absorbs toxins, absorbs pathogens. And thirdly, it slows the gut motility down, because if I take it, I get constipated.
And people, he's not talking about a charcoal briquette. This is activated charcoal. It's a different thing. So
exactly.
Don't go swallow some charcoal briquette.
No, especially that with lighter fluid on it.
Yeah, that could be detrimental. But no, it is going around. There's also what looks like a viral illness going around town that looks like either flu or COVID, but it isn't. You know, people are testing negative for everything, but yet, you know, it's fever and respiratory symptoms and achy, and then it goes away in a few days. So I heard it went around Disney, too. So some of my friends and relatives who are down at Disney caught some stuff, and that's what it looks like. But not everything is COVID. You know, my wife had posted something hilarious on Facebook, and it was, you may have seen it, but it's a guy, a patient sitting on the examining table with an arrow through his head, and the doc goes, I think I know what's wrong with you. I think it's this arrow through your head, but just to be sure, I'm going to run a COVID test.
And so, I love it.
But I mean, I'm glad people are able to make comics out of that, because it is sort of the go-to for everything. You've chopped off your hand. Let me do a COVID test for you. But that's the paranoia. But then it is a real disease that is hitting real people, and it does cause some people real problems. So, and who wants to miss work? I want to stay healthy myself.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to reiterate, again, a little bit different view on the vaccine, I'm not anti-vaccine, but I think it should, one, not be mandated. Two, I think those, and the research is showing very clearly, those with health issues are the ones that are significantly impacted. That means that if you have done well with your health, or if you're now starting to do well with choices and nutrition and lifestyle, you have a far less risk of significant issues. It again goes back to what I spoke to earlier. A physician long ago, Dr. Bishop, had the what we call the terrain theory, and he was friends with actually Pasteur, who was the germ theory guy, and they both kind of debated this topic of the terrain, meaning if you're a weakened individual, you're susceptible to disease. If you're a very strong individual, you may get it, but it won't be harmful. Well, that's the same theory that I believe in, of course, is building the innate immunity of people. I want to say that as far as the hero of the week, I want to talk real quickly, and it's not a local one. I kind of wish it was, because I know there are heroes around. But the Freedom Convoy, what is that? That's where just this past few days, tens of thousands of truckers from Vancouver to the capital of Ottawa in a caravan protested the mandates. And this was a humongous, they actually raised $3.3 million in a period of days to do this. And the reason is because the protest was after Canada has now closed the borders to unvaccinated truckers on January 15th. Yeah. Well, that is, these truckers are heroes because they're standing up for what is right in the face of nonsense. And you know what, people, you can say what you want, and of course believe, as we all do, believe what we want, but the wheels are coming off this theory.
Well, heaven forbid somebody would sit in their truck alone and be unvaccinated. How dare they?
I know. I mean, they should be wearing a mask in their truck.
I mean,
truck.
That is just criminally negligent. Give me a break. I mean, that's, yeah, I saw that, thought it was ridiculous.
Well, and the thing is, it's sad about it, there was almost zero news reports about the impact and the aggressiveness of these truckers doing the right thing. The truth is being hidden continuously. And to me, the coward of the week is actually two of them. WRCB-TV, I always have felt as a coward, because they continue to put out a smokescreen like they did article this week on the fact that we have empty shelves at the grocery store. They always will never put the right spin on it. They put the spin of it's because of you know, not enough workers. It's because of, you know, the truckers are lined up. We can't get cargo off the ships. Well, all those are issues, but that's not the underlying reason. The underlying reason is because of the mandates and because of the unreasonable nature of how this has been put in place that has stopped the ability of transport of products, not because of COVID. It's because of government regulations, the reason it stopped.
Bad government policy.
Bad.
And propaganda.
Exactly.
Let me give you another person to be looking into at some point. You ever heard of the Corona Investigative Committee?
No.
I had not either, but I read a little article. There's a Dr. Reiner Fuelmich, if I'm pronouncing that right, F-U-E-L-L-M-I-C-H. But I thought of you when I read this little article yesterday, and I am quoting somebody else, people, so this is a quote, not necessarily my opinion. He said, yes, there is a virus out there. It may be part man-made or maybe even completely man-made. We don't know that, but it is no more dangerous than the common flu. Now, that's from him, and so he pointed out that the human immune system, this is where I thought of you, can deal with almost anything, including the virus. So in his opinion, and based on that committee, he said, so the infection fatality rate of this virus is no more than 0.14 to 0.15%. Mm. Now, that's not what you're hearing in the liberal media, but this is his point of view, and it's interesting, and that is the Corona Investigative Committee.
Love it. Love it. So I continue to say WRCB is a coward because they will not focus on the true facts. They can give both sides, but they won't. They only give one. And then the second coward of the week to me
is
Chamber of Commerce, because Chamber of Commerce on a thing they just posted said they are encouraging businesses to incentivize vaccines for months with their Healthy Chattanooga Coalition. You don't incentivize. You shouldn't incentivize businesses to do something that has some controversy associated with it, like Krispy Kreme incentivized if you will get donuts. If you get your vaccine, come get free donuts. What big crock of you know what when you do that. And then people like in the district of what Amsterdam or whatever, you got a free prostitute if you had a vaccine. I mean,
Are you making that up?
No, it was true. You could get a free one-timer with your prostitute if you'll bring in your vaccine card. I mean, what level will they not stoop to get their agenda in place? Now, I also have a third category, and the third one this week is the stupid of the week. I guess I will use that statement, and it is the Neil Young story and the guy that fought or came out on Spotify and said that Neil Young, that the singer, said, it is either me or Rogan, and said, if you don't take Rogan off because he is misinforming people on vaccines, let's see, he's misinforming because he's asking experts of their opinion. So Neil Young and other people are saying he is misleading this country and killing many, many individuals. And I want you to either take Rogan off or take my music off. Well, guess what they did? They just took his music off. That is the most foolish kind of move I've ever seen. So he's going to hurt himself in order to hurt Rogan. Rogan's just laughing on the floor. You know that Rogan had 50 million views on Dr. Malone, who was and is. I don't care what anybody says, because he has 9 patents on these vaccines. No one could deny that he had an in-depth connection with producing this. And he says they're risky, they're dangerous, especially in children. And so, Neil Young, you're just a really big bag of foolish CRAP.
Well, you know, these far left ideologues, like I said earlier, it is a religious fervor for them. Yes. I don't fully understand it. But, you know, if you don't sing the party line, you are suppressed. No freedom of speech here unless you sing, you know, toe the line with what they want you to say. But think about this. In the social media, they are suppressing people like you, like Joe Rogan. And yet, if somebody wants to teach someone how to cross the border legally, how to find a coyote, how to do child trafficking, how to cook meth, you know, all these other things that are horrible and are killing people, no, that's okay. They're going to keep that up, but get Joe off of there. I mean, this is the worst hypocrisy.
Absolutely. You said it very well. And, you know, I read this just this week. There's, on behalf of the British population, there's been a lawsuit filed with what's called the International Criminal Court, accusing 15 individuals of genocide, crimes against humanity, and crimes of aggression. Dr. Fauci is the number one because he has become a true danger to this entire world, and he will be taken down. Mark my words. The other thing, mark my words, in my humble words, is by April 15th, this virus will plummet. And the reason is the same thing that you and I have talked about for 2 years. There's a certain path and energy to all viral infections. The slower they go up, the slower they go down. The faster they go up, the faster they go down. I say to people when they tell me they have Omicron, I said, congratulations. I'll say that equally if they say, hey, guess what? My wife's pregnant and we're going to have a baby. Congratulations. Same with Omicron, because it's a rite of passage. It will not be that dangerous if you're relatively healthy. And what it's going to do is give you real protection. You finally have real protection, like I do now because of 3 weeks ago.
And yet, you know, I was watching something, saw Sarah Palin in the background. You know, she tested positive. People need to watch for that term, tested positive. They just randomly test people like the athletes at the Olympics every single day. So if someone is completely asymptomatic and they test positive, they're suddenly a leper.
A leper.
I mean, you should not. They went to old Sarah Palin and, you know, asked somebody, you know, some paparazzi, aren't you afraid to be around her? And they're just looking at her like, we're looking at the reporter like, you've lost your mind. Uh-huh. You know, then it went sideways from there. But, you know, she appeared to be completely asymptomatic. And they're using these numbers that people are testing positive to cause fear in a lot of people. These people aren't necessarily sick. In fact, I would say the vast majority are not. They just have a test with two little lines on it.
There you go. Yep. I love that. I love that. And there's a guy, I've never heard of him before, named Dr. Ben Marble, M-A-R-B-L-E. And he has a site called myfreedoctor.com. He does telemedicine. He has kept very, very good records. He's now had 150,000 patients treated for COVID with a 99.99% survival rate. If he can do it, why is other ones not doing it? Why? Because of agendas and because of the insanity regarding everything from ivermectin all the way down the list of vitamin D. again, Nutritional gives away free vitamin D to school teachers. Love school teachers all the way across the board. And also healthcare workers. I certainly have the greatest respect for those people. And on healthcare workers, you know, what heroes they were all made out to be until this year. And now if you don't comply, you are not a hero, you're fired. But as far as heroes, they are. And then, of course, firemen and policemen. I'm an ex-policeman for Chattanooga. We're giving away free vitamin D because 92% of all people who passed away with COVID had low vitamin D. Does that mean that is the only thing? No, but it's a very important thing. And when we look at the country of Africa, they have one of the largest populations, but yet their rate of death is very low, one of the lowest rates. Why is that? Well, ivermectin. Ivermectin is a drug that a lot of Africans take because it's also used, I think, Dr. Green, to treat malaria and other infections like that.
Pinworms, things like that, parasitical infections.
And, of course,
it's been out for forever.
40 years, I think. I took some as an experiment because I want to be the city's guinea pig. So I took it. Got a little dizzy. That was the only thing. Took it for several days because I didn't know I had Omicron 3 or 4 weeks ago. I knew I had something, but I went in and took it preventatively. Well, that's why I only had three lousy days. But the other reason Africans have a low rate is the same thing I just talked about. They're in the sun all the time. Guess what they make from the sun, people? Vitamin D. So they don't supplement it, but they don't have to because they live more in the natural environment. And you know what? Sweden has now decided to, and big statement, we are not vaccinating children under 15 years old. I love that. I mean, there finally some guts are coming back into some decision-making here.
Well, like we were talking about with Dr. Meredith, I mean, there is a potentially, well, I can't remember if he said this or not, but there are studies that show a potentially higher risk of complications from the vaccine in children than from catching COVID.
Absolutely.
So pushing it in little kids is not medically sound. I mean, there are studies that prove that.
Yeah, myocarditis.
But you won't hear that on the liberal media.
No, you won't. And I don't need for them to endorse that topic or headline, but they need to be able to present it at least as a side note to the sides that they are already talking about.
Like with many medical things, present the pros and the cons, the risk and the benefit, and let the patient and or parents decide. It is their choice.
Even if 2/3 of their whole coverage was backing their agenda, at least have 1/3 interviewing people who are on the opposite, just to give a fair view of that. Guess what? It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And every other week, we look forward to Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
And the Spiritual Moment is once again brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Today, let's begin with a word from Thomas Merton. Happiness is not a matter of intensity, but of balance, order, rhythm, and harmony. Today, let's take a little different slant on the spiritual moment. I usually consider issues like fear or anxiety and consider their impact on our lives. Now, while this is important, we must remember that we are extremely complex beings. We have often spoken on this show about the fact that medicine considers the fact that we are biopsychosocial beings. These aspects of ourselves are interconnected, so that, for example, if you neglect the psychological and spiritual aspects of yourself, your biological, physical side will most likely suffer. Conversely, if we neglect our bodies, our spiritual side may be adversely affected as well. Often in Christian culture, we focus on teaching that turns our attention away from our physical selves and towards God. Well, that's not wrong, and maybe in relation to physical indulgences or addictions or obsessions with self-image, while I agree that we should not indulge each and every fleeting desire, we also must not forget or neglect these earthly bodies. The Bible teaches us that we are composed of a spirit and a soul and a body. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, it says, "May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So while it's extremely important to nurture the growth of our spirit and soul, the human body is what sustains us on this earth. Through this confined and limited existence, we can minister to others in community, a duty He has entrusted to us. So please remember that in order to live the lives to which we are called, we must treat our bodies with healthy respect. Each of these parts sustains the others, spirit, soul, body. Neglecting one part can be as detrimental as paying too much attention to it. So, from a medical and a spiritual standpoint, we should live a balanced life, sustaining and nurturing our entire selves, and not neglecting any part. God designed us to function well within these specific guidelines. Well, you overindulge in food, or alcohol, or certain lifestyles, and you just might bring upon yourself obesity, heart disease, substance addiction, or a myriad of other diseases. Even with a balanced lifestyle, we will still age, except for Ed's anti-aging, as these bodies are not designed to last forever. But in a balanced life, there is hope for health of body, mind, and spirit. Let me close with a little positive reinforcement found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." And that's your spiritual moment for today. Ed?
Always love the word renew, because even in the darkest of times and winters and terrible frigid conditions, the little plants still sprout up in the spring, and we can do that too, no matter what's going on in our life. I want to say real quick, on Holistic Navigator Facebook, I had a really interesting, well, I've always had my little pursuits. One of that is I got into a little drama with air pollution inside the home. So I bought this device, about $100, and it connects to my phone. Found out I have really, really high levels of these volatile organic compounds, which are from carpets and furniture and this and that. Well, I've cleaned it up by buying the right air filter. Actually, it's called Dr. Air Filter. But article yesterday I posted on Facebook had to do with the pollution inside your car. And so I'm going to put this little device of mine in my car and just see how much of the seats and the stuff is exiting all these chemicals, because it was pretty dang bad, the test when they put testing equipment in these cars. Well, I'm in my car a pretty good amount. You're in it a lot. I think most of us are. So it's just another little checkbox that we can do that's easy. I want things that are easy for people to access that will help create better health in the long term, like drinking clean water. I mean, get you a good filter. We have one at the store for $63. It's the best ever. If you buy a filter, if it doesn't remove fluoride, put it back on the shelf, people. Because if you can't remove fluoride, it's letting a lot of stuff through. And only a few filters can do that. Reverse osmosis does it, there's no doubt, but we sell a carafe for $62. It's the best thing that I have seen. And then lastly, there was a great article on mushrooms for cancer. I put it on Facebook on Vital Health Radio, because mushrooms, medicinal ones, I know you, Dr. Green, you're a big fan of those. We've had several interviews over the time with experts on medicinal mushrooms. And
are they sold by that Host Defense company?
Host Defense. You've got a great memory. And lastly, did I mention where I ate last night, Local Goat?
No, I talked about it off
the air. I don't talk much about the restaurants these days because I kind of go the same places, but I went to Southern Surgical Arts, got me a halo facial treatment. That's why my face looks like a tomato. And behind there is a place called Local Goat.
And people, he doesn't look like a tomato. It's a healthy globe.
Wait till tomorrow. Local Goat, unbelievable. Locally owned. I had a bison burger that was truly, not exaggerating, the best I've ever had in my entire life. Their broccoli was exactly prepared, perfect. And, of course, they had the best thing, which is their tequila was mixed absolutely as good as I've ever had. So
awesome.
That does it, because it's we are done for the day, and I can't believe how fast it went by.
Because every Sunday, Ed.
This one was faster than normal.
That's true.
I don't know. We had just a great guest and great conversation with you and I, which I always enjoy, Dr. Green.
Same here.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1, The Lake, from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.